It's a pleasure to have Don Davis, former NFL player, linebacker, and former assistant strength coach with the New England Patriots with us today on Sharing the Victory. Don, welcome.
Thank you, Coach. It's a great honor and a privilege to be on with you today.
Don, I'm very familiar with you. I remember you way back in the days when you were a star linebacker at Olathe South High School in Kansas, and I remember trying to recruit you. You ended up going to the University of Kansas, having a stellar career there, and went on to have a very interesting and productive NFL career. You were on three Super Bowl teams in some form or fashion. Is that right?
That is correct. God has been great to us. We have somewhat been fortunate to be able to, I guess, pick the right teams. But, you know, we always say that. But at times we know that God's hand is in everything. And so, you know, he really has guided us through this process. Because I tell you what, in 03, I didn't want to go to New England. That was all God. I had a choice to go between there and Carolina Panthers. And I wanted to go to Carolina. And would you believe we even faced each other in that 2003 Super Bowl?
Wow.
And I thought, if this team beats me, I'm gonna have a real hard time. But I was thankful for that opportunity.
Well, you know, it is interesting. I mean, I know as you grow up, particularly as a Christian, you hear, well, you know, it doesn't matter if you win or lose. It's how you play the game and so forth. But, you know, really, God calls us to be very competitive and to compete with excellence. And if he sovereignly designs to place you on a team that wins a lot or goes to a Super Bowl, that can be an effective ministry for the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why, Don, I wanted to have you talk to us a little bit about what it means and what it is to have the privilege of being on a Super Bowl team. And in 2001, you were with the St. Louis Rams. They had a well-known quarterback. It was a real strong Christian guy that we are all familiar with, Kurt Warner, who's had a great season here with the Arizona Cardinals this year. But what was it like being a member of that team, and what did you see God do with that 2001 St. Louis Rams team?
You know, that was a great year for me. One, because I had left from Tampa Bay Buccaneers with the great Tony Dungy, and he had really re-energized in my faith and helped me to really be a young man of faith and good morals and character. And then to go there with Kurt Warner, Aeneas Williams, O.J. Brigance, Ernie Conwell was another member. These were men of God around me, and they surrounded me. And personally, they just helped me to grow to heights that I never could have achieved without these kind of mentors in my life. But spiritually from that, from a sense, what I learned and what God taught me was, because we were on such a high and we prayed from week one, if you would believe it, that we were going to the Super Bowl.
Really?
We prayed that we were going to do all these great things, that we were going to get the name of Jesus out there and really live for Christ and have an impact on the world. So it was unbelievable to see it come to fruition. And I can remember we were in New Orleans, Louisiana, that's where that Super Bowl was played, and being there and praying over the field. And we're just like, man, it was like, as a growing Christian, really learning to be like, man, really trusting God, and how, man, you pray and if you believe God, and you can really achieve the impossible. And the greatest thing was, we were the greatest show on turf. We were supposed to just annihilate the New England Patriots that year. And then to lose, and then to have the reflection as I look back on that, and as we look back on that right after the season and whatnot, what God taught me was a valuable lesson, and it was this. I think I was dangerously close, because I was a young Christian, into buying into the name it and claim it theology. Because we had done it, you know. This was the first time I had ever been involved with a group of men praying strategically and specifically for one goal and then it coming true. And so maybe had that we gotten that victory, maybe I could have erred on that side of you know, that religiosity that would say, oh, man, if you just believe God and if you just clean up your life and if you pray enough, you can have it. And that just is not the case. And so I learned more through that loss than I would have with a win. And the great thing was 2 years later when God opened the door and we were a free agent and we went to the New England Patriots, a team who, quite honestly, had won the Super Bowl. But when I saw that team, nowhere near going to another Super Bowl. And then to be there and go and win the same way, same record, 14-2, go to the playoffs and then go to the Super Bowl again to win that time. Oh, man, my wife and I remember I brought her on the field. We just cried and bawled, and we appreciated the opportunity so much more. And we saw God's hand more in that and how he opened the door and blessed us through that.
Well, we're talking to Don Davis, a former NFL player and former assistant strength coach in the National Football League, presently team chaplain with the New England Patriots. And Don, you talked about learning a lesson spiritually, particularly watching for the name it, claim it doctrine that tends to prevail in a number of Christian circles today. And, you know, the scriptures tell us to take heed to the doctrine, which means that we have to stay in the Word of God and not allow false philosophies and false prophecies and so forth to come into the church and upheave it. What do you do on a regular basis in terms of your faith in Jesus Christ to stay sharp spiritually so that when you go through these Super Bowl lessons on the field, that you can apply them appropriately based right on the knowledge of Scripture that God gives you?
Well, first of all, you got to have every man, every person needs a Nathan in their life. As you know, King David, he was the king, and he couldn't see, you know, he couldn't see his mistakes. He couldn't see his errors. He was a very powerful man, and it was Nathan, and only Nathan, who God gave the authority and the anointing to be able to go to David and speak with him and tell him, you are wrong. Mm. And he did it in such a way that was eloquent that only David could see. Mm-hmm. And so the first thing you do in order to keep sharp, you have to have a Nathan in your life. And I think a lot of powerful men make a mistake because they don't have Nathans in their life. They have people who are more concerned about their comfort than their character. Mm. And that's where you need that. So I think that's the first thing. The second thing is staying in the Word of God, continuously reading, rereading, studying the Scriptures in their totality. For so long, I would grab a hold of one Scripture and memorize it for, let's say, that month or whatever, which is a great thing. We need to memorize Scripture. But what happens when we do that and we just focus on one verse of Scripture, then we can err on that side of taking that Scripture out of context. And so that's the second thing. The third thing is, I think, being in a good Bible-teaching church. You just have to be without it. You know, as an athlete, a lot of times it's easy for guys to say, well, I can't because I play on Sunday, so I can't go to church. And then we excuse it away because you get used to not doing it during the season. Well, then the off season comes, and now you're still not in a church. And you excuse it. Well, I'm a high-profile person. I don't want people to talk to me. I don't want to be asking this. Problem. Then it's a slow fade, and then eventually you find yourself where you be able to err biblically with the Scriptures.
Don, you're a team chaplain now with the New England Patriots. What do you do with these young men who are giving you those kinds of excuses? How do you offset the Sunday situation? You know, of course, we know the National Football League plays the predominant number of their games on Sundays. What do you do as a team chaplain with the Patriots to help offset that and to keep inspiring these guys to the Word of God?
Basically, we try to have a lot of things during the week. We have a discipleship group where we try to disciple the men. We have a Bible study, a men's Bible study. We have a marriage or couple study where the young men are. That's another night. And then we have the chapel service, which is kind of like our Sunday morning service. Mm-hmm. And then just encouraging the guys, really, you know, pouring into the guys that are the leaders. You got to really equip the leaders through the Word of God to be disciplers of men. As Paul said, commit these truths to faithful men who can teach others also. Mm-hmm. But then you got to encourage those that are carnal, that are weak, that don't really understand, that are taking the Scriptures out of context or think they're okay. You know, you really got to try to encourage them in ways by coming alongside of them, by building relationships. Jesus was so relational. And I think that we, in this PDA generation, in this fast-paced generation, we've gotten away from that. And so what we try to do is just create that relationship, because ultimately, it doesn't matter that I have the title of chaplaincy. If I don't have a relationship with a guy, he's not going to listen to me. I can't speak into his life. And so that's what we try to build, those relational avenues, and realizing that, listen, you know, you have a couple leaders or whatever, or how many of you have, you got to divide and conquer. I'm not called. Don Davis is not called to minister to every or witness to everybody or bring everybody on the New England Patriots to Christ. I'm just not. So, you know, you got to look for open doors of opportunity. That's what the Scriptures say. That's what Paul prayed for. We would pray that a door would be opened for me. And so that's what we do. We prayerfully look for those and are watchful for those opportunities to speak into a player's life.
Well, that's great stuff, Don. Very wise. And first of all, let me just commend you on your heart for the Lord Jesus Christ and being able to leverage those lessons that you've had in the years of experience as a player in the NFL and now as a team chaplain. And just continued blessings on what God's doing with you in full-time ministry now. And Don, just thanks for being on the show today and providing us with some godly wisdom today.
No thank you, Coach Brown, for even inviting me. I appreciate it.
My guest is the team chaplain with the New England Patriots and former NFL player and former strength coach, Don Davis.